Wow. So, KC ZineCon, that was a show. Let me tell you, I'm Mario, the Artisan Rogue. I just got done doing that show this past weekend. I don't even know that I have words that can formulate how that show went. I've done a lot of the other local shows. This was the inaugural show for ZineCon. And I think it went off with a bang. I think the organizers of the show should be very proud of themselves. They did a great job pulling in a lot of educators and talent, writers, speakers. Just, I can't even wrap my head around what exactly I experienced in that 8 hours. I mean, sure, it was a very laid-back show. It had a great energy, a great vibe to it. I couldn't have asked for a better sort of introduction to this world. I had not really thought much about zines, the independent publishing aspect of it. I've always done independent publishing of my own work, my own comics, and my graphic novel. Everything I do has a do-it-yourself sort of attitude and mentality to it, mainly because of the fact that I am fiercely independent in how I want my own stories and ideologies to come out on paper and the characters that I create. But even when I do, I felt like it paled in comparison to some of the things that I saw being made and talked about and written and created. It was really stunning. Everything from, you know, political manifestos to stories and poetry and all of these other sorts of just intoxicatingly cool things came out of KC ZineCon. It was so exciting. And the thing was that, you know, when I went to the show, I didn't even really know what to expect. I knew that it would probably be another sort of convention. You know, there's your certain sort of tropes that you'll go through with every kind of show that you'll attend. You're used to sitting down and, you know, dealing with people coming by your table and that sort of thing. And sure, there was that. That was the sort of thing that this was. I mean, I had attended it. My buddy D. Ryan Allen had been my table mate. And it was great. We got a chance to catch up. My friend Mike Sullivan was not that far behind us, just one row back. And we all had a chance to kind of catch up and talk. And I met a lot of other great people, too. Most of the names are just floating out of my head at this point in time. I've been really busy with my daytime job and then trying to get ready and trying to accumulate and assimilate all of this knowledge that I got, not just from this show, but even KCCC earlier. And trying to reinvent a lot of what my own efforts are for myself. But getting back to the point on this show was that there were so many things that I found joyous and just celebratory about it. I don't think I've ever left this show feeling that good. And it was weird because, like, I left sort of not numb, but not really sure how I felt about the show. I guess there were certain things, and this is going to sound bizarre, and I'm going to speak from the heart on this. As somebody who, I'm not necessarily I'm certainly not a conservative by mind or heart, and I'm certainly not as a very left-leaning liberal. I'm just not. If anything, I kind of consider myself more of a moderate on a lot of things, and I'm not the kind of person that'll talk about my religious or political beliefs for a score of reasons. I just don't do that. I feel that everybody has the right to believe what they want to believe, and I'm fine with that. And I have many friends on both sides of the spectrum and right down the middle as well. This show lent itself toward a very liberal leaning, to the point, and this is going to sound bizarre, one of the things that this probably isn't that big of a deal, but again, speaking from a guy who grew up in a military family and with a fairly rigid outlook on life to some degree, because my father and the people that he was around and that I grew up around had a certain way of viewing things. And I remember the first thing that really shocked me when I got in there was the free spirit ideology that kind of permeated the crowd as they were coming in. And sure, you know, I'm used to people looking certain ways or acting certain ways. Not a big deal. You know, there were plenty of people from all walks of life, not even, you know, anything that would be shocking to me on a normal occasion. I mean, I've worked nightclubs, I've worked other things like that. I've been to plenty of comic shows and other conventions and car shows, you name it. And even though I'm something of an introvert, I like people watching. I love to see what makes people tick and work and that sort of thing. And then all that stuff I use as, you know, kind of a mental Rolodex whenever I'm not only doing my voice work, but whenever I'm also creating characters and working on storylines in my own publications. But some of the things that really kind of, like, threw me for a loop was just how open and very liberal some of these people were, even to a point to where it wasn't a level of uncomfortableness, but it was certainly one of mental awakening for me. And not that I suddenly swung from the moderate viewpoints that I have just because of one show and talking to a few people. Not at all. It was just refreshing to see that level of extreme thought brought forward. And it wasn't in a bullying fashion, it wasn't in an intimidating fashion, it wasn't anything along that line. It was steadfast, it was free form, and for lack of a better term, not stagnant. It was, I don't know if I think this is one of the few shows that really left me fairly speechless. I'm even struggling to find the words that really fit for how this show came together. All I can really say is, do yourself a favor. The people that attended the show, the people that put this show on, it's worth it just to go and immerse yourself in that sort of show, in that sort of environment. Will it change your mindset? Will it open up your heart, your eyes to other things? You know what? I don't know. I can't even attest to that being the case with me. I can certainly say that I did have a lot more variables come to light for me. And I can't wait to read some of the stuff that I was able to pick up from there. I can't wait to follow up with some of the connections and some of the other people. Hopefully, this is exactly what I was looking for. A lot of these people are people I wanted to interview, people that I wanted to have a chance to sit down and talk to, ask questions, and understand more of what the basis of this is. The fundamental aspect of zines, from what I'm understanding, is actually from the punk subculture from the 1960s and probably even a little bit earlier than that. And then they rose to prominence somewhat in the 70s. And it seems like every decade they had their height and their lows. And this was definitely a wild, wild just mixture of all of those things finally coming back together full circle. And they had pulled people from different regional areas of the United States to come to this show. People that I didn't know, but evidently others were very excited to see. And I wish that I had known more about this. I probably should have done more research into it, but at the exact same time, I'm really, really excited that I didn't know, if only because of the fact that I was so pleasantly surprised. With that being said, I hope, you know, the pictures that I have on the website, if you have a chance, go check it out. It's at www.theartisanrogue.com. Check out the pictures on there. Those don't even do justice. The crowd was great. I think I estimate that it was probably about 600, maybe 700 people, it felt like, had attended the show. It was really good for that small venue that they had that in. And it was really, it was really humbling to see all of the incredible work that these people had done to publish these zines and put them out, and nothing stopped them. There's so many times that as an independent comic creator, I feel that budgets or restrictions on what kind of artwork or what sort of storylines I can put out are a lot of the defining factors on how long it takes me to get issues out or even create new content. And a lot of these people had this fantastic, fantastic stream of consciousness sort of lineage for most all of their publications. It was raw. It was just unadulterated, completely raw thought and order that came out on so many of these. And there was everything from a screen printer that was set up to screen print anything from your t-shirt to the few t-shirts they had on sale to your bag. They had plenty of people with all kinds of literature to pick up and read. They had a few speakers that I never got around to actually hearing, a few of them off and on, and it sounded like whatever they had was really great. I will say one thing, and this goes right back, this is again just being honest, as somebody who's kind of a moderate, I was actually, this is the very first event or show that I'd ever been to where they had a gender-neutral bathroom. Now, I'll tell you, I personally, I don't, that didn't even really shock me too. As a guy that goes camping and that sort of thing, I've seen people do much worse. That's not, it wasn't even a really big deal. I think it just kind of shook me for a loop because it wasn't what I was thinking. You get so programmed doing a lot of these other shows where, you know, they're extremely careful or, you know, it's just what's set up at either the hotels or the convention halls. It's male and female. This was actually the beautiful, beautiful part about the show. It was a safe area. It was designated as a safe zone, as a safe area for anybody and everybody. Transgender, male, female, old, young, whatever. It wasn't even an issue. And that was probably, even though that seems so bizarre to me, that was when it really hit me how badly Kansas City needed something like this. How happy I was to see something like this. And how proud I was that Kansas City was capable of having a show like this. Now, I'm sure there's going to be people that probably, this is not their cup of tea. Great, there's other shows out there for you. That's fantastic. And I have this to say, for those of you that are willing to open up your mind and maybe at least experience. And I'm talking, this is beyond that footnote of an aspect that struck out to me. The most important thing was the message that this brought. I wonder if it really hits the people that put this together just how immense of a goal they satisfied by putting this show together. I can't wait for next year's show. I'll be better prepared. I have some new ideas and some new concepts that I want to try to get some ideas out that I'd actually myself been sitting on. Not really sure because it didn't fit my independent comics and it didn't really fit some of the other projects that I had in line. And now I've actually found somewhere that hopefully will allow me to get some of my other more alternative thoughts out on paper or maybe in other aspects and get them out to an audience that I didn't really know existed. But boy, am I glad they're there. Boy, I'm glad they're there. So anyway, that's kind of my overview. I hope you guys enjoy the photos. And if you went to the show, I hope you had a blast there. I know that I'll certainly be back for next year if they have it again. I'm certain they will. It seemed really positive as we were cleaning up everything afterward, you know, with the tables and everything else like that. I was so glad to hear that they were seeming really positive and very happy to put on the show next year. So until next time, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and I will see you next time.